This is the Podcast Replay. This Podcast Replay is brought to you by the finest racks in the business. Pallet Rack City. 305-424-8547. That's 305-424-8547. Pallet Rack City in Hialeah. It's the company you need when you want your warehouse sporting the finest racks in the business. After all, who doesn't love a great rack?
So let's see. And look, they have the ass kicking from last year fresh in their minds. So now they've got an opportunity to go out there and get revenge. And they can talk it down. They don't have to talk it up, whatever. It's only human nature. You get beat by your friend at the park one-on-one and he had a day. The next day, you're looking to have your day. That's just the way it is. It's normal. And Miami needs to have their day today. Now, how do they do that? Well, they've got to get after this quarterback and they've got to figure it out. I know they're going to have to steal a little bit of what the Pittsburgh Steelers did last week. But the problem that I have here, and let's be honest now, TJ Watt is way better. I mean, he's the best pass rusher in the NFL. He's not better than anybody on the Dolphins. He's better than anybody in the NFL. I think nobody has more sacks than TJ Watt since he came into the league. I mean, that's the only way you can look at things. You know what I'm saying? And let me tell you something. For this game, Emmanuel Ogba wants a new contract, doesn't he? He got close last week a couple times. He was playing like a werewolf last week, but he has to play better this week. And he's a big, strong man. He can get to another big, strong man in Josh Allen. Josh Allen's not an easy guy to bring down. And here's the other thing about Josh Allen. He is fearless. I've seen that guy take all kinds of hits, and he continues to rumble along. So this is a big, tough, strong dude. But Emmanuel Ogba is looking for a contract, right? I just told you, these are the moments for Tua. Well, hey, Emmanuel, you want that contract? You want to prove that the 9 sacks weren't an aberration last year? Let's start with your first or second sack in today's game. You want that contract, right? This is how you send the contract. This is how you send a message to the front office. Yo, you want to beat the Bills in your division? You better keep me, bitch. That's how you tell Chris Greer, I need my money. I want my money. This is a money game. This is a money moment for Emmanuel Ogba. If Emmanuel Ogba wants to step up to the point where he wants to be considered elite, he wants to be considered one of the better pass rushers in the league, these are the moments. Last week, you were on the road. You got close, but no cigar. You got to get to it this week. You got to get it done. They had one sack last week. Who was it that they credited that sack to? Can you look it up for me? Or maybe it was a team sack or something. He ran out of bounds behind the line of scrimmage or something. I'm not exactly sure, but he did get one. I don't even know if it was Ogba. I don't think it was Ogba last week. I'm pretty sure of it. But this is your moment right here, dude. If you're Ogba, this is the moment that you've got to come through. The pass rush, Jalen Phillips. Jalen Phillips is a young guy. I don't want to put I got to put expectations on Ogba. I can't put it on Jalen Phillips because he's so young and he's got to figure things out. But kid, this is a great moment for you. This is a great moment for you. You've got to take advantage of this moment. And there's a little personal battle going on right now, right? Because you've got Ogba and you've got Phillips on one side and Rousseau on the other. So now the two UM guys are kind of battling each other. And again, even though you're not playing against each other, it's still a competition. And for Rousseau, it's not a personal thing. It's a professional thing. Like, okay, wait a minute. They took him before me. And I played in the backyard with the Miami Dolphins. I'm going to teach them a lesson that they took the wrong guy. It's no slight at Jalen. But that's probably the way Rousseau is thinking. And if you're Jalen Phillips, well, okay. You've been third teamer. You've been limited in snaps. You're not given the full green light yet to be opposite of Ogba on every single down. How do you earn it, kid? You earn it by making some plays and make them in this game.